1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden doing an interview with WURD Radio in Philadelphia. First question he was asked, of course, concerned last week's debate performance.
I had a bad debate, but 90 minutes on stage does not erase what I've done for 3.5 years. I led our economy back from the brink. It's still improving. Lower prescription drug costs.
20 Democratic governors met with Biden either in person or virtually at the White House on Wednesday. The president told them he is committed to running again, and they said they would support him. Tomorrow, President Biden will be interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. On this 4th of July, there is a boil water order out for all the nation's capital because of a problem with a water treatment plant in Virginia. Hurricane warnings for the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this morning following Hurricane Beryl's swipe of southern Jamaica. Britain is voting today. The polls are open. Conservatives have been in power for 14 years. They're far behind Labor. This is ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do for manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old forward Taurean Prince. Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played for Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 29-year-old Aaron Civale. Last night, the Crew with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. The first shutout for Milwaukee at Coors Field since 2005. Christian Yelich with a home run. Named as a starter in the upcoming All-Star game, along with catcher William Contreras. Colin Ray pitching 7 innings in the shutout.
Code Red. We call him Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does, and you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
Yeah, it was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the four-game series tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. A couple of special shows and then back live on the road to Trigvi Olsen. What makes Wisconsin great? We'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July as you're celebrating independence, like many Americans do, where that's cooking out, the fireworks, all that kind of stuff, family, friends. We're remembering the men and women who served our country with a special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's Operation Song. This is a group that the morning show got to know a little bit well about 7 months ago or so, six, 7 months ago. We had Operation Song on. We were able to debut a song that was written for a veteran and their story. And it touched us so much that a couple of weeks ago, we were lucky enough to have John Foti and AJ Cross, a singer-songwriter with Operation Song, come in and perform live a song entitled Welcome Home on the show. And it was so touching that after that performance, John and I and Jennifer and John Mino and Jim Schmidt said, let's do a 3-hour special on the 4th of July. We are joined today from Nashville with the CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, and also the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, Mike Beyer is here. John, Mike, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having us.
This is kind of cool. I've never had a chance. So, because we're a talk station, right? And every once in a while on Fridays, we play a little music. But to actually do a special that is not only music, not only patriotic music, but actually tells the stories is pretty special. So thanks for agreeing to do this. John, I want to start off with you because I had a chance to meet you just a few weeks ago. You were on the Mino and the Mayor show with AJ Cross and featured a little song, and we got to know more about Operation Song. John, give me a little of your background and a little bit of the background of Operation Song, if you would.
Yeah, so I am a Army veteran. I was in the Army as a helicopter pilot from 2012 to 2018, and I was unfortunately medically discharged at the age of 27 with type 1 diabetes, and that was kind of my introduction to the veterans community. After I got out of the Army, I tried a few things, but eventually found myself in love with nonprofit work, specifically the opportunity to serve and continue to serve my peers, but just not in uniform anymore through the veterans nonprofit community. And it's through that that I networked with Operation Song and fell in love with the mission and vision and started here in January with the team in order to help grow and serve more veterans nationwide. Operation Song's vision is to be able to tell the story of every veteran to every American, and that includes military personnel and their families. And our founder, Bob Regan, in 2012, doing Armed Forces tours, learned that veterans have incredible stories to tell. And Bob Regan, at that point, was an incredible, you know, award-winning and nominated songwriter in Nashville. Had written several number one hits, you know, tons of top chart hits, and he started dedicating his own personal time and money into Operation Song as the founder in order to tell veteran stories. And the experience is extremely cathartic and powerful, but it's also very important for Americans to know and understand the sacrifice of veterans and their families. And that's what's really great about, you know, our partnership with you guys being able to be on the show is because, of course, we're always looking to serve more veterans, but we also have a responsibility to try and share those stories with more Americans so that they don't forget the sacrifice of veterans and their families.
As someone who has not been in the military and you know, obviously my father was in the Korean War and all that kind of stuff. So, but he never talked about it. So I never really had a one-on-one with a veteran who actually went through anything like that. And so joining the Mino and the Mayor program was my first shot at hearing these stories one-on-one from veterans and realizing how different life is for them. Even being back now and being reacclimated to, you know, quote unquote civilian life. I'm not sure that you ever necessarily get there according to the stories I've heard, but those stories have been just eye-opening for me. I can never 100% truly understand what it's like to serve and be in combat and all of that kind of stuff. But when you hear those personal stories, it just means so much. And for me, Operation Song has been a way to hear more stories of more veterans in a very unique way. So I think it's outstanding.
Yeah. And that's the mission of Operation Song. Operation Song's mission is to empower veterans, military personnel, and their families through the power in the process of songwriting. And so veterans like your father, right, they in the past might not have had a platform to be able to share their story. And, you know, Mike is our executive director of veteran engagement has said this to me. Bob Regan, our founder, has said this to me that, you know, there's things veterans will put in a song that they won't just tell their family. Right. And that's the power of music. That's the power of songwriting. And that's what Operation Song really aims to do nationwide.
Mike, can you share a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Operation Song?
Yeah, absolutely. I served for 21 years in the Army. 14 of those years with the 101st Airborne, just up the road here from Nashville. And I came back from Afghanistan and was going through retirement myself. And I had been invited to a retreat here in Nashville by Bob Regan, and didn't have any clue about songwriting. And you know, I thought Toby Keith and all those guys wrote all their own songs. I didn't know these heroes, you know, such as songwriters existed. And so I got paired with two really great guys that day, Travis Meadows and Mark Beeson, and, you know, sat down. It was really easy. They said, "Hey, just tell me about yourself." And so, you know, I still a little skeptical. I gave them my elevator pitch of my 21 years and mentioned that, you know, my son, I'd just gotten back from my son's graduation from basic training, and they picked up on that. And I kind of just told that story, how that was the, since I was retiring, that was the very last time that I wore my uniform was standing there with my son. And, you know, they could tell that was something really important to me. So the whole time Travis is writing down every single word I'm saying, word for word, you know. In the span of about 45 minutes, he picks up a guitar and starts singing this song back to me. It's about me and my son. And it was such an incredible experience. That was back in 2013. But it was such an incredible experience that it really helped me process a lot of things and work through a struggling, you know, a time that I really struggled with. And, you know, for veterans, one thing that Operation Song does, and I've said this to veterans a lot, is that we can sit around and feel sorry for ourselves, and we can sit around and let these things continue to beat us. But one, we were never trained to be defeated. We were trained to win in combat, and that correlates over into life experience as well. And sometimes we think that the life that we lived then was just this amazing thing where we got to deploy all across the world and have these adventures and blow stuff up and do all this cool stuff. And we sometimes think, man, how can we top that? You know, we think that's the pinnacle of our life. And the truth is, it doesn't have to be. You know, the truth is, we just got to write another chapter, you know. And Operation Song is really an integral part of that. We help them not only process through some of the things that they may be struggling with from that previous chapter, but we give them a little bit of hope and incorporate that into the song. And we've seen for a lot of veterans that come through there, and I included, it turned my life around, and it gave me hope. It gave me purpose again. And I've been with the organization pretty much from the beginning. And it's amazing to see the transformation that it makes in veterans' lives and in their families' lives, because these songs, these songs are not just for the veterans. They're a gift to these families, because just as we were talking a minute ago, just like your dad, you know, he didn't talk about these things, you know, and maybe he didn't have that platform, but Operation Song allows them that, and it gives that gift of that story of knowing your family member better through a song.
And that is why we're here today, to feature some of these songs and tell some of these stories. We're going to start off with a song we actually just performed live a couple of weeks ago on Mino and the Mayor. AJ Cross and Mark Bonavets actually wrote the song. It's called Welcome Home. Mark is a retired Army veteran. The song honors and tells the story of Mark's grandfather, who served in World War II, and his father, who was a Vietnam veteran.
Just a kid flying overseas, not knowing about the man he'd be, learning about the fear of the unknown. As quick as it became so real, from boot camp to the battlefield, they never taught you how to let it go. They signed you out and sent you home, and everyone thinks they know. When they say welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home. On solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Sometimes it's not what you hoped, what to do, where to go. Living in an empty rat race town, 'cause back home no one got your six, the kind of trust that don't exist unless you're with your brothers downrange going loud. Welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around you now, and your back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. You came back to a small town big parade. Oh, but your brother came as a folded up flag. Welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around you now, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Ooh, welcome home. Ooh, welcome home.
Welcome home, AJ Cross, Mark Bonavets, right here on Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. A very special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July. Glad to have John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, with us today. We've got more information about Operation Song, a little bit about John and Mike's story, and then we're going to feature a lot more music this morning on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. Back in just a bit.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to this July 4th edition of the show. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. Operation Song. We are featuring a ton of great songs today. These songs are written by singer-songwriters who take the story of our veterans and turn them into words and music. And I'm telling you, everyone that I've heard so far has blown me away and usually caused me to shed a few tears. I won't lie about that. I want to start this segment off. And by the way, we'll speak more with John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, in just a bit. But first, I wanted to play another song. This one's actually called Good Pilot, Good Co-Pilot, and it's written by Steve Williams and Richard Stroud. Richard is a World War II and Korea veteran. He landed a single-engine aircraft on a carrier in the middle of a hurricane. And this is the story that came out of that. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
How do you fly a Piper Cub? You're 15, not old enough. Speed down the runway, lift her up. Is that how you do it? How'd you join? Where did you sign? Lay your life on the line. You turned 17, never looked behind. Like nothing to it. One day you're South Pacific bound. Machine gunner. Next day you're racing through the clouds. Kinda makes me wonder, how do you live to be 93? Fight two wars, make it home alive in one piece. You say you started with a drink, out of plane, silver wings. 18 months of learning how to fly. Oh, but anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot. How'd you land that Navy plane on a carrier in a hurricane? 40-foot waves, that's insane. Just a time or two. Without him you wouldn't have survived. I guess anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot. When they wave you off the last 6 times, you're lucky 7. 9 cables down, you hit number 9. Thank God in heaven, how do you live to be 93? Fight two wars, make it home alive in one smile and point a little higher. And say any way the wind blows, you gotta have a good cold pie. You know any way the wind blows, you gotta have a good cold pie.
Williams and Richard Stroud, good co-pilot on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS. Special edition of the show today, again featuring folks from Operation Song, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, who's the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, you have actually, you mentioned earlier, you had a song written and recorded and produced about your story. I listen to these songs and I am deeply touched by them. My question to you is, when you first heard your song, how did you react? What were the emotions you were feeling?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, that was still such an emotional time for me. One, I was, you know, I was getting out of the military and I'm thinking, man, that was my life. That was my existence. And I didn't want my son to join. I wanted him to have an easier life. You know, I didn't want to see him do the things I'd done. And but that's what he wanted to do. So we fought up till the day he left for basic training about that. And but when that song, when he played that song back to me, and it was my words, and, you know, he just put it into the structure of a song, it really kind of became for me like that passing of the torch moment. And I viewed that time with my son as the last time I wore my uniform. I viewed that as my retirement ceremony. And I broke down. I was in tears. I sent the song to my son right after he was stationed down at Fort Hood and he was with his soldiers. And he calls me up and he says, well, thanks a lot, Dad. And I was like, what, you didn't like the song? He goes, no, I love the song. He goes, but you made me cry in front of all my soldiers, you know? So it's just so amazing. You know, I mean, music is part of the military history anyway. You know, we run to Jody's, we sing songs, we march to Cadence, we do PT to Cadence. You know, we march around on the parade field to different calls from the band and the bugle. You know, so why not use music to help us heal and help us process, you know?
John Foti, CEO of Operation Song. I was just going to talk about the fact that music is just, it's, you know, it's barrier breaking. Everybody can somehow relate to music. This just seems like a really great experience, again, not only for the veterans and the listeners and the families. I'm going to guess, John, that the songwriters get a lot out of this as well.
Oh, it's extremely powerful for the songwriters and often just as helpful, right, to be able to hear their stories and for that to be able to impact them and truly have a lasting impact on the way they approach storytelling and songwriting in many cases. We have a lot of songwriters on our roster and many of them have incredible, you know, number one hits, top charts. And we hear from them often that some of their favorite songs and songwriting sessions have come with the veterans through our program.
Do you have an idea of how many veterans you've served in this way already?
So I think that'd be the best question for Mike in terms of, you know, because he's, of course, been here for many of those songs. On our advertising, we definitely promote that we've written over 1,800 songs, and that includes veterans and their families. But the impact of that song also extends to their loved ones, to their friends, to their peers in the Army and out of the military. And so we've surely impacted thousands of veterans and their families.
All right, Mike, I want to hear your perspective on this as well. We're going to take a quick break here on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Very special program today. Very great music we're featuring.
and more of that music, more conversation with John Foti and Mike Beyer from Operation Song, still to come on Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180. 920-686-1180.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
One of President Biden's first interviews since the debate is with Earl Ingram, Independence Day, Thursday, July 4th at 9 a.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Happy 4th of July from Mino and the Mayor. John and Jim, of course, off today, but they're wishing you a great day, whether you've got time planned with family and friends, some fireworks, cookout, all that good stuff. We're remembering the men and women who have served our country with a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor. This is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song, and we're featuring the songs that the organization Operation Song have created. It's created this with great singers and songwriters telling the stories
of actual veterans. John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, is with us today. And Mike Beyer is the executive director of veteran engagement and also a recipient of one of the songs that was written. We'll get to that song a little bit later on. I want to start off with a song right now. This one's called Old Glory. It was written by Cindy Morgan and Kimberly Mitchell. Now, Kimberly is a USN veteran, wrote that the song about her experience with taking Vietnam veterans to the wall during an honor flight. You want to get emotional? Listen to the music and hear the lyrics of this song on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
They boarded a flight, Old Glory, turning back time to 73. They buckled up, pretty soon they touched down. This place to most of us is hallowed ground. They went to see Lincoln, took pics on the mall, paid respects to the greatest generation of all. And they knelt at the wall and they took off their caps for their fears.
If you are not somehow touched by the song and the lyrics and the story of Kimberly Mitchell, a USN veteran, on that song, Old Glory. I'm not sure exactly what to say to you. Special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. Before we went to break and before we played that song, I was talking with John about the number of veterans that have been served through Operation Song. And John, you had mentioned that Mike may have a grasp of this as well. Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, how do you answer that? What's the number on the number of veterans that Operation Song has served?
There's ripple effects to all of this. You know, it's really hard to quantify how many we've helped. I mean, we could say, you know, we've written 815 songs since 2012, and so we can capture that. But the truth of that is some of those songs are group songs to where they were written with, you know, four or five veterans, you know. But the impact of that, you know, we count veterans served as well as veterans that, you know, have had their lives touched, or the family members who have had their lives changed through knowing their, you know, family members better. I can tell you that every time I go somewhere and I perform my song about me and my son, every single time somebody comes up afterwards and they say, man, that's me and my dad's song, or that's me and my son's song. And, you know, so many of these songs are relatable. And you mentioned earlier just about knowing the experiences, and, you know, our songs aren't always about combat experience. In fact, very few are ever about combat experience. We don't encourage that. They talk about whatever they want. But we've had the perspective of a guy who, he was a bugler, and he played, you know, he had to play taps for hundreds of funerals, you know, and you think that wouldn't impact you. You know, it was hard on him. We had another guy who he was in mortuary affairs, something with mortuary affairs, but he was literally the last person who would interact and see the soldier after they passed away. You know, he put their uniform on him, he put their medals on him. And so there's so many different layers to this. And we're not capturing just the combat story. We're capturing the whole picture of the military from every perspective, through a child's perspective, through a spouse, a mother, a Gold Star father, everybody who serves. So it's really a great historical collection of the military and as a whole.
Stetson wrapped in cavalry, A&M to the bone. Blue-eyed kid from Albany made Texas a home. He was born to lead, he was always right up front. Burst into the fight, 'cause that's where the fight was won. He's still watching over us today. I can almost hear him say, well, the road goes on forever. Ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. Irish boy, spurs on his boots, bagpipes and fiddles with an Aggie's attitude. When the work is done and it's time for cutting loose, he'd be the first to buy around a shiner bar or two. He's still watching over us. I can almost hear him say, well, the road goes on forever. It ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. Oh,
ain't all work, no play. Love conquers all, fortune favors the brave. Don't give up on tomorrow. No, don't give up on tomorrow. No, don't give up on tomorrow. It won't rain. It won't rain, it won't rain. It won't rain.
It won't rain today. Tom McElvain and Jack Clark, a song about Jack's son, LTC Todd Clark, who was killed in Afghanistan. Now the fighter. Written by Jamie Floyd and Corey Ron, it's Corey's story of her struggle as a survivor of overcoming sexual assault during her service in the Air Force. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
You wouldn't know, cause I don't say it when you push it down. Nothing changes, yeah, keeping it all inside. Won't get you to the other side. But now I know the shame I felt. Wasn't mine, I forgive myself. You just have to give it time. Little by little you realize pain feels big when it's happening, but it's not too big for the fighter. The fighter in me won't give up, cause I believe.
Jamie Floyd and Corey Ron today on Mino and the Mayor and Operation Song on this 4th of July. We've got more very intense, very incredible songs to share today. More from John Foti of Operation Song and Mike Beyer of Operation Song in just a bit. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th,
1776 has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July Operation Song. We are celebrating and sharing the music from Operation Song, which is an organization that takes experiences of veterans from the United States and creates this wonderful music. And I will tell you, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song. When Chase sent me this, Chase from Operation Song sent me the songs, and I had a chance to listen to them. I was obviously moved by them, but hearing them again, I moved one more time. There's a line of words, maybe there's a stanza or a line in the song, and I'm doing just fine, and then I hear that one thing, and it kind of takes me over the edge, and I can't help myself. This stuff is very powerful.
That's the power of music. And kind of like Mike mentioned, right, it's so ingrained in military. Unfortunately, I've been to a few active duty service funerals and ceremonies, you know, when I was at the 101st and in Fort Rucker, Alabama. And you kind of see that as well, too, right? Music has this ability to kind of reach through emotions and touch your heart. A lot of people won't start crying until the music comes on. Right. And you could listen to the speeches, you could listen to the family, you can watch the images, but when the music starts and now it's just you reflecting through the music on the story, on the situation, it hits deep. And so these songs are incredibly powerful. Many of them are also incredibly uplifting and inspiring and motivating. You know, some of them make you want to kick down a door and enlist in the Army yourself. Right. And so I think it takes you through the full spectrum of emotions like any music does. I joke with people all the time that we've probably written over 100 number one hits. America just doesn't know it yet. But more important to us even is the content within the song, right? So that's what's interesting about our organization is that we take veterans through this songwriting process, but the song isn't necessarily the output. The impact of the song on the family and the veteran is the output. That's what we measure. Anything beyond that is just a cherry on top. If it happens to be a great song, if it does well on Facebook or Instagram, like none of that matters as much as the change and the impact of the veteran and their family and giving them an incredible songwriting process and the outcomes from the songwriting process. And so, you know, maybe we have 100 hits that people just like you, people around the country would listen to and love and cry and cherish, but the service to the veteran and their family comes first. And now it's like opportunities for this to be able to share those songs and hope that we can impact Americans to care and understand about veterans and their sacrifices and possibly even take action to serve more veterans and their families in their communities, out of their homes, through their families, or whatever the case may be.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about how our listeners today, whether they're listening live on this 4th of July to Mino and the Mayor Operation Song, or maybe they're listening back to the podcast down the road. Either way, our listeners, our social media fans, how they can get involved and help Operation Song serve the veterans who have already served our country. Time for another great song. This one's called Good on My Own. It's written by Jesse Lee and Arthur Pettit. It describes Art's struggle with addiction after service and also celebrates his recovery after a career in combat as an Army Green Beret. Good on My Own on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
Here I am getting help again for what used to be my only friend. But you just left scars and whiskey dents and brought me to my knees. You morphed my mind and changed my soul. My hands shook 'cause I'd need you so. I've lost love in a pretty home with your control of me. But now I see the cold hard truth of who you are and what you do. Like a mistress, you undress all my weakness and use me up. You get a medal, you black label devil, for making this a rebel. Sorry, you know what? I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own. Without you in my morning cup, my eyes are clear when I wake up. I can finally feel, and that's enough to keep me wanting more. My kids believe the words I say. My love will stay another day, 'cause I'm sober as a jay, and it ain't you I'm fighting for. I've chased your high and felt your low, but I'm cutting you off and I'm letting you go. 'Cause like a mistress, you undress all my weakness and use me up. You get a medal, you black label devil, for making this a rebel. Sorry, you know what? I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own. Without a pill that numbs my thinking, without the handles I'd be drinking, it's a new page that I'm turning, and I like this better version. Without my mistress and God as my witness, I'm through with all this. I've had enough. I'll take a medal, you black label devil, 'cause I've passed the levels and sobered up. I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good. Thought you'd win me back, but you won't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own.
Jesse Lee and Arthur Pettit, Good on My Own, part of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July on 97.9 and 1590 AM WGBW and 98.3 and 1100 AM WISS. Special edition of Mino and the Mayor. The guys have off, and whatever you've got going on for the holiday, please do it safely. But please stick around. We've got two more hours of great music and great stories and great information about Operation Song on the way. Right here on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Hope you all are having a fantastic July 4th holiday weekend. Don't worry, I'll be back at it come Monday. You won't want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
General Douglas MacArthur said, "No man is entitled to the blessings of freedom unless he be vigilant in its preservation." This 4th of July, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like everyone to give thanks to our brave men and women of the armed forces for their service and sacrifice to our country. This message made possible by VIP, home of the Daiquiri and Bar, located in downtown West De Pere across from Pasquale's. Come hang at the VIP, 300 Main Avenue, West De Pere.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.